Hello guys, my name is Gediminas and in this training I'm going to share with you 26 ways how to find customers and sell more products. So first of all, before we get into the nitty-gritty of finding customers and selling products, there's a few tips before that. One, get to know your products. You know, if you don't know what you're selling, it's very difficult to sell it, it's very difficult to recommend it. So first of all, if you have a catalog or a website with the products or whatever it is, get to know your products. This way you'll know what you're recommending, you'll know the the ingredients of the products or how they work, etc. Secondly, get to know the sales aids. Maybe you have samples, maybe you have leaflets, maybe you have catalogs, whatever the sales aids that you have, get to know them and get using them because they will help you again to sell more products and to get better results. Thirdly, appearance. You know, they say first impression counts and they say it takes about 5 seconds or so to make the first impression. So if you're going to be selling products to people, whether it's one-to-one or in demonstrations or in parties or you're going to approach businesses or whatever it is, you need to look the part. So you have to make sure that your appearance is right for the role you want to represent. Next is preparation. You know, they say it's better to be prepared and not to have opportunity than to have an opportunity and be unprepared for it. So make sure that you're well prepared when you go out to sell. So whether it's you going out or you're going into a meeting or in a party at home, etc., whatever it is, make sure that you're prepared. Make sure that you have your maybe samples, maybe catalogs, maybe order forms, whatever other tools you need for the actual selling. Next, teamwork. You know, it always works better when you don't do it on your own, when you have other people in the team helping you out. So if you can get your sponsor or somebody from your team to assist you, for example, if it's a home meeting or if it's a product party or whatever it is, again, it can go much more smoother because you're not the only person who has to take care of everything, right? You have other people who can take care of different things. And of course, the last tip before we go into the actual tips for selling is use your own products. You know, if you're selling Mercedes and you're driving a Ford, there's something wrong, right? Because you're not trusting your own products, right? So first of all, you have to be using your own products. So this way, you know what you're recommending. Actually, when you use your own products, you're no longer selling because you are recommending. But if you don't use your own products, then you're actually selling, right? Okay, so tip number one is family, friends, neighbors, and workmates. Usually people that know you will be a lot more likely to purchase products from you, right? So I always advise to start from there. Start from people that already know you, right? And the chances are they're already purchasing these types of products from somewhere else, right? So all you need to do is ask them to change their shopping habits a little bit. Instead of buying from the shop, to buy from you, right? And these people will want to support you and help you in your brand new business. So that's why it's best to start there. Number two is beauty salons and hairdressers. Especially if you're in beauty industry, if you're selling beauty products, why not start in a place where people come to get beautiful, right? So beauty salons and hairdressers are great customers, you know, people who work there, but also the customers who go to those places. So we can again, leave our samples there, leave our catalogs there, leave other information so that people can purchase products from us. Number three is offices and businesses. Again, you must have seen different companies who leave their catalogs, their order forms, some of the products to try at different offices and receptions and businesses, etc. You can do exactly the same thing. And most of the time, it doesn't cost you anything and they don't mind you leaving your stuff at their reception so people can browse through it and place their orders. Number four is charities, schools, nurseries, and churches. Look, most of these organizations are always looking to raise funds. They're always looking to raise some money. Now you have an opportunity to help them, but also to build your business at the same time. You can approach these institutions and say, hey, look, what if I came and sold my products here and donated 50% of my profit to you guys? Or donated all of my profit to you guys, or whatever you choose to agree with them, right? But this way, you know, the people who go there, they get a better quality product at a lower price, you gain new customers, and the institution is gaining basically finances, they're gaining some contributions, right? Because when people purchase in products, they know that they're contributing to that school or to that church, etc. It's a fantastic way of gaining new customers and making more sales. Number five is product parties. You know, product parties are super popular, and a lot of network marketing companies use product parties where either at your own home you invite your friends and family and people that you know, and you just basically introduce them into the products in a friendly, no pressure environment where they can try the products, have a look through the catalogs, etc., and place their orders either on the night or later on. Or you can run parties at other people's homes. So if you find somebody who's interested in making some extra income, they can invite their friends to their home. You can go and do a party with them or for them. And this way you can either split the profit or whatever your arrangement is. And also never forget to get a party from a party. So if you're ever running parties, always make sure to offer the attendees to host their own party, right? And again, the better you treat the host of the party, the more likely the attendees are to book a party with you. So if you booked a party with a host or hostess and you reward them, you know, maybe you bring them a bottle of wine, maybe you give them some freebies, maybe you give them a makeover or whatever it is that you do, the people who are attending the party will be a lot more likely to go, well, I want that type of treatment too. So I'm going to book my party with you too, right? Because I want to invite my friends to my home and you come and do a party at my house too, right? So it's a very, very powerful way of getting more and more customers. Number six is gyms. There's a tremendous amount of footfall that happens in gyms. There's a lot of people coming and going all through day, and a lot of gyms will allow you to come and have a stall or have a stand at their gym, right? Some for free, some will charge you a little bit or whatever. But this way, again, you can access a big amount of local people. And again, especially if you have product that is to do with health and nutrition, then that's targeted market, you know, because most people who go to the gym, believe it or not, they wanna be healthy, right? They wanna maybe lose weight or get into shape or whatever it is, right? So if you have a health and nutrition product, you can definitely do a lot of business in the gym. Number seven is small shops. Now, granted that most network marketing companies, you're not going to go and sell their products at major supermarket chains, etc. However, you can definitely get small shops owners to either become your customers or even to start selling the products and become part of your team, right? So it's very, very useful to visit your local shops within your area and offer them to have your products in their shop. Number eight is restaurants and coffee shops. Again, some restaurants allow you to run events at their places, or coffee shops will allow you to run either a stall or to have some information there or to have like a stand there or whatever it is. So again, approach your local restaurants and local coffee shops and see what you can do for them and what they can do for you. Again, you might want to donate part of your profits to them, or you know, get people to maybe from all the customers who buy you give somebody a free lunch or whatever it is, right? So that the restaurant or a coffee shop is benefiting too. Number nine is hospitals. Again, hospitals is another place that gets a lot of footfall, right? There's a lot of people going in and out of hospital all day long, staff members and obviously, you know, patients, the public. So again, a lot of hospitals actually allow you to come to their restaurant or to their break room and have a stall, have a table with your products or your whatever it is that you're offering. So again, it's worthwhile visiting your local hospitals and finding out what are the rules at the, you know, those hospitals. Do they allow you to do it? Is it free? Do they charge you for it, etc.? But a lot of hospitals will allow you to have a stall at their either staff break room or the normal canteen, the normal restaurant, etc. And again, you can get a lot of people interested in your products. Number 10 is fairs, markets, and expositions. Again, there's usually loads of different fairs and markets and stalls happening within our areas, right? Especially when we get to like Christmas season, etc., we have loads of Christmas fairs and things like that. Again, you can take advantage of those. Now, again, some of them can be super expensive. They can charge you hundreds of pounds for a table, you know, if it's a huge fair or whatever. But some of those fairs, you can pay like £5 or £10 for a table and have the whole day of exposure to local people who are visiting there, etc. So again, make sure that you do your research around your area and find out what sort of fairs, markets, maybe car boot sales or whatever is going around, and you can actually participate there and again, get more eyeballs on your products and services. Number 11 is clubs and groups. Again, there's loads of different clubs and groups happening within your area and different areas around. So find out what sort of clubs are happening. Maybe there's a mom's club. Maybe there's a business club. Maybe there's a, whatever groups, right? So there's loads of different clubs and groups that usually are happening within our area. Some may be organized by the church, some by the local community center, some by the council, some by the schools, etc. So do a bit of research, do a bit of homework, and find out what's happening. You know, how you can get into those places where you can see more people, right? Instead of approaching people one by one, if you go to those clubs and those groups, maybe you can meet 20 people at a time, 30 people, 40 people, etc. And again, expose them to your products and services. Number 12 is community events. Again, within the local community, you'll usually have different types of events. Some are like regional, to do with your town maybe, or to do with your village, or to do with whatever. Some are happening all over the country, etc. So again, have a look around. What sort of events are happening? You know, don't sit at home and expect people to come and knock on your door, say, hey, I heard you have some products, etc. That's not going to happen very often. So if you go out there in your local community, you know, and you find out what's happening, you will meet new people. And you know, some of them are bound to be interested in what you've got to offer. Number 13, anybody who knocks on your door, right? So if you have a mailman, or you have the delivery guy, or you have the meter checker, or whoever comes to your door, make sure that these people find out what you do too, right? Like even, you know, if it's Jehovah's Witness or whatever, right? If somebody knocks on your door, you should be, you know, they shouldn't be walking away from your door without a leaflet or a sample or a brochure or maybe a catalog in their hand, right? Because that person actually came to your door, you know, so it's the easiest way to actually offer them something, right? So, and obviously they came to your door, so they deserve to find out something good as well, right? Number 14, flyers, brochures, etc. Again, there is a different level of effectiveness of different types of flyering, etc. But again, if you've never tried it, you can try to do flyers within your local area, maybe your street, maybe a couple of streets around, maybe in some local community places, etc., where you can leave some flyers or some brochures, etc. So if your company does flyers and brochures, make sure you take advantage, because usually they are quite affordable and you can get a bunch of them and just leave them in different places. And again, you never know who's going to come back. You know, sometimes you give somebody a flyer or a catalog with your details on it, and that person might come back a week later, a month later, sometimes 6 months later, sometimes a year later. I've had people who come back to me when they got from me, you know, a flyer or a business card or a catalog, like a year later or 2 years later. They go, oh, are you the guy who gave me this thing? So you never know who's going to come back. So make sure you're giving these things out. Number 15 is samples. You know, if you have samples, then make sure that, you know, they get into hands of people and people can try them, sample these products, etc. You know, and there are pretty cool ways of doing it as well. Like if you have like a sample kit, you can actually send to other people. You know, so sometimes you speak to your friends who live in other towns, but they're not very interested in doing your business, you know, and they're not very interested in joining your network marketing company. Well, what you could do instead, you could call that person and go, hey, Sally, what I'm doing is really, really working here in my city, but I don't know if it would work in Manchester or in London where you live. Would it be okay if I sent you some samples to take to work or to take to church or to take to your local women's group, so that people can take a look at them and you can let me know if people in your area are interested in these type of products? So now they're not joining your business, they're not buying your products, they're just helping you to do some market research, right? So you send them some samples, they take these samples to their work, they sell a bunch of products, and guess what? Now you can say to them, hey, you know, so, you know, we can do these orders through me, you know, because I'm a business partner, I'm the registered distributor, and I get all the profit, or we can go ahead and register you in my team, and now you get the profit of all of those products that you just sold, because clearly you just show that you can do this business, right? So it's really, really cool way of getting people involved in your business, and they sort of get to try before they even join the business, right? They get to see that the business works before they even get registered into your team. Okay, number 16 is surveys. Again, depending on what sort of products you want to market, whether it's health and nutrition products, or if it's skincare products, or if it's whatever products, you can do surveys. You can do, for example, a skincare survey. You know, ask people about, you know, are you suffering from acne? You know, do you, you know, have, you know, are you suffering from cellulite? Are you suffering from other skincare problems? You know, is your skin dry, oily, or whatever, right? And you can have, I mean, some of these questions you might not want to ask, task. So you can have a survey that's printed out, you know, a nice little, you know, survey on a page, and you can just be, you know, like one of those people who stand in a town center doing different surveys for charities and things like that. You could do exactly the same thing at different locations. You can stand there and say, hey, you know, this is just, you know, 5-question survey. Would you mind taking a part? You can win a product, right? So a bottle of perfume or a lipstick or a, you know, vitamin bottle or whatever it is, right? We're going to do a prize draw later on of all the people who took part, you know, and you might be the winner, right? And they answer those couple of questions and leave their details, right? Because if they win the prize, they want to make sure that you contact them using the right details. So now you've done a skincare survey, let's say, of, I don't know, 100 people over the day. Now you have 100 people that you can call and go, hey, Sally, this is, you know, Tom, you filled up my survey, you know, yesterday. Unfortunately, you didn't win the free prize, but you said on your survey that you're suffering from this, that, and the other. You know, I actually have products that could help you out with that a lot. Would you like to sample them for free? Or would you like to know more about them? Or would you like me to send you some information about them, etc.? So it just gives you an opportunity to gain new customers, to contact them later, and you have the contact details, etc. And you do one prize draw and somebody wins one product, etc. I think it's a very, very affordable way of generating leads that are local to you. You know, you're not gonna have to travel across the country to deliver the product to these people. They are local to you. They live in your area. Number 17 is social media. You know, I could spend hours just on this one topic on how can you sell more products and find more customers just using social media. Social media is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. It's becoming more and more effective. But just a couple of things I can share with you that definitely works is, number one, doing things on your own individual profile. You know, a lot of people now do demonstrations on their profile, whether it's, you know, makeup demonstrations. You know, I've seen women, you know, go live on Facebook, you know, without any makeup, and they go on and apply the whole makeup as the live is going on. And people, hundreds and hundreds of women watch these videos and then contact them, ask to buy different products, etc., that they saw them applying, right? I've seen people show home product demonstrations. I've seen people using different products and talking about them using Facebook Live, because Facebook Live is super effective. People get notified about you going live and people watch those live videos and they get curious. They get seduced into almost contacting you and finding out what it is that you are promoting, or what are these products, or how much do they cost, or how can they get them, etc. Then we also have Facebook groups. You know, you can advertise on groups. We have loads of buy and sell groups, etc., or more specific groups like, you know, mom's groups or skincare groups or health and nutrition groups or weight loss groups, etc. Again, you can join these groups, and obviously with the permission of admins and if it's, you know, okay with the group rules, you can then again put pictures of your products there, put, you know, descriptions of your products, maybe even go live inside those groups because you have a targeted market. If you have a group, if you have a weight loss product and you have a Facebook group where there's 50,000 people who are trying to lose weight in that group, and you go live within that group and tell people about your weight loss product, I'm sure you're going to get some customers, right? So again, that's pretty effective, and I've seen other people use it, and it definitely works quite well. And then, of course, we have Facebook pages. You know, you can have a page for different products, right? So you could have a page for cosmetics. You can have a Facebook page for health and nutrition products. You can have a Facebook page for whatever products that you do, right? So this way, again, it gives you a way to professionally introduce people into these products. And then on that Facebook page, you can do videos, you can do, you know, articles, you can do photos of before and after and things like that to introduce people into what it is that you do. And obviously with a Facebook page, then you can use, if you want to, you can use also paid Facebook advertising to reach out, you know, hundreds, thousands, or hundreds of thousands, or even millions of people, right? Entirely up to you, right? So this way, again, you have a pretty scalable way of selling products and finding new customers. Number 18 is referrals. You know, most brand new people in network marketing never, ever, 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 ever ask for referrals, right? They're so happy they made a sale, they just let these people go, never take their details, or, you know, ask them for referrals, you know. So don't be that person. You know, look at what big businesses do. When they sell you something, they say, would you recommend us, you know, and they give you opportunities to do that too, right? So same way here, if you sold somebody some products, one, follow up with them. Give them a ring a couple of days later, a week later, or whatever, and ask them, how are you getting on with that product? Do you like it? Are you getting results that you expected, etc.? And if the person says, yeah, it's fantastic, it's amazing, it's exactly what I wanted, it's giving me the right results, it's what I expected, then you can ask them, would it be okay for you to recommend me on to some of your friends who might be also interested in these type of products? And they could recommend you, face to face to other people. They could recommend you by forwarding maybe a message or some information, as a text message or a WhatsApp message or whatever. Or maybe they could share your posts or page or group or whatever onto their Facebook, onto other social media platforms, etc. So again, if you don't ask, you'll never receive. Now, will everybody give you referrals? Of course not. But a lot of people will. And remember, everybody's listening to one radio station, WIIFM. What's in it for me, right? So always remember, before you ask, think, what will I give them in return? Because if you approach a person and go, hey, would you do something that will only benefit me and you get nothing out of it, then sometimes people will go no. But if you ask for referrals and give them something in return, like a percentage of the sales you make to their friends and family, or a free gift for every free customers that come from their referrals, or whatever it is, then they will be incentivized to give you more referrals and to refer you to more people. Number 19 is email. Guess what? Email marketing is not dead, right? People are still opening emails, people are still reading emails, and there are still people who are making millions just using email marketing, right? So make sure, if you have access to a large list of emails, make sure that you use it. Make sure that you email these people with your special offers, maybe, seasonal offers, whether it's Valentine's Day or if it's Christmas or if it's Easter or if it's whatever, right? Make sure that you use that, right? Don't miss out on all of that. And number 20 is video demonstrations. Again, you can do video demonstrations on Facebook, you can do video demonstrations on YouTube, you can do video demonstrations on a bunch of different websites, right? And again, if you have a product that it can be demonstrated with video, then if you're not doing these video demonstrations, you're missing out massively, because video is like a virtual real estate. Once you made a video with a demonstration about your product and stick it on YouTube and stick it on Facebook, it's there forever, right? So you can get somebody a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, who will watch your video on YouTube maybe, and they will contact you saying, hey, I just watched your video about this and this product, I'd like to know more about it, etc. It is incredible. I have people contact me about products and business all the time, who see the video that I made 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, etc. So it's the, once you made it, it's there, it's working for you 24/7. And 21 is celebrations and occasions. So again, I touched on it already, but it's important to emphasize not to miss out. Look what big companies do. They take advantage of Christmas season. They take advantage of Valentine's Day. They take advantage of every occasion possible, right? Why shouldn't you do the same thing, right? So make sure that you make some Easter offers, and make sure that you make some Valentine's Day offers, and make sure that you make some Christmas offers, and you approach your customers, especially those people perhaps who bought already from you, right? Make sure you contact them, occasionally and say, hey, we have some great Christmas offers. Let me know if you'd like to see them, etc. Right? So it's really, really, it definitely works, and it's very, very useful and can generate, again, more sales for you. Number 22, loyalty card. Have a loyalty program. Some companies, they'll have an inbuilt loyalty system, maybe a loyalty card or whatever. Some companies don't, but just make up your own one if you want, right? If you buy 5 products from me, the 6th one is free, right? Or if you bring some free friends, you get a free product or whatever it is, right? That encourages people to be loyal to you instead of buying from you once, but the next time buying from the shop and next time buying from another company, etc. Make sure that you keep people with you. Again, that's what big businesses do. They have, the discount clubs, they have the club card points, they have whatever system to keep people in. Once they got this customer, because they say the most expensive thing is getting the customer through the door. Once you got the customer spending money with you, it's cheaper to keep the existing customers and keep reselling to them than keep looking for new customers. But many network marketers don't take that advantage. They sell a product once to person and they go hunting for a new customer. Well, they could just keep reselling to existing customers. Number 23 is angels. Now, what are angels? Well, angels are usually they are, youngsters, between sort of 13 and 16 or 17, maybe, young people basically who want to earn some extra income, but they have no interest in joining your business and buying the distributor kit and all of that, right? They just want to make some extra cash, So what you can do, you can have what we call angels. You can give these youngsters some samples to take to school, to college, to university, and they can make some sales, come back to you, and you order these products for them, right? So basically, all the sales are happening through you as a business partner, and they just get a cut, a portion of the profit, right? So it's good for them because they don't have to invest any money because you provide them with the samples and you order the products and everything. So you're using your capital, and it's good for you because they're generating you customers and you don't even need to leave home in order to make a part of that profit, right? And get all the points or whatever you get, within your network marketing company. Number 24 is before and after pictures. Again, people don't believe the television adverts anymore, right? But when they see real people with real before and after pictures, people love that. Whether it's makeup, before and after application, or it's weight loss before and after, or it's another product, etc. Make sure that you use those pictures, and not just your own. You might see that within your company, there's other people sharing before and after pictures. Ask them, would it be okay if I use this photo on my social media as well to get some sales, to get some customers? And most people, they won't mind that. They'll say, yeah, of course, use it, right? So this way, again, you can get more sales and more customers because when people see the results, they want to try the product. And 25 is in-home demonstrations. Make sure that if you have a product that you can demonstrate for people how it works, for example, let's say it's a cleaning product, right? Whether it's a limescale and rust remover, or it's a drain cleaner, or if it's a carpet cleaner, or if it's a whatever cleaner, right? Or some other products that can be demonstrated how they work, make sure you do in-home demonstrations. Offer for people, right? Whether it's a customer or even your team member, you can go and do an in-home demonstration for them so they can see how the product works. Because very often people will not buy the product until they see how that product actually works. Because again, they're skeptical. They don't know if it's actually going to work the way you say it's going to work. But when you show them how it works, they'll go, I'll have two of those. And 26 is database. Make sure you build a database. So every single person who ever showed interest in your products or bought some products from you or whatever, make sure that you add them to your email database, telephone database, Facebook group, WhatsApp, etc., with their permission, of course, right? So you ask people, you say, look, we regularly do special discounts where you can save up to 90% of the shop prices. Would you be interested in me adding you to my discount club, to my WhatsApp group, to my Facebook group, where I announce these secret promotions, these secret discounts? And most people, if they already bought products from you at the full price, they'll go, yeah, of course, add me, right? I want to get those discounts, right? I want to get those special offers. And they're giving you now a permission to email them or text them or WhatsApp them or Facebook, put some posts on Facebook group that they are in about different products that, you do discounts, or maybe you can do, again, demonstrations inside that group or show them how it works, etc. So again, make sure you don't miss out, because I remember I made that mistake when I first started network marketing. I would just be selling, and never taking the details of people, never adding them to any groups there, never adding them to any lists, etc. So, I missed out on hundreds and hundreds of pounds of sales that I could have sold to those people repeatedly. Okay. So that's our 26 tips, but also I wanted to give you a tip. Let them try before they buy. If you give a person to try the product, again, whether it's a perfume or a cosmetic or a food supplement or whatever it is, if you give people to try the product before they buy, the chances of them buying the product increases 50%, right? So if they're just considering it and you let them try, they are a lot more likely to purchase that product. So make sure you, if you have an opportunity, let them try the product before they buy, right? One of the ways, again, to introduce people into the products is to add them to products, results, and testimonials group. If you can add your potential customers and existing customers to products, results, and testimonials group, they can watch testimonials and results of other people who are using your products, and they will get, again, motivated to purchase more products from you because they see other people using those products, getting results, sharing those results, etc. And finally, convert your customers into business partners. So guess what? Some of your customers are also looking for an opportunity to earn extra income. So why not once in a while tell people that, oh, by the way, there's also a way to earn extra income if you wanted to. Or, hey, Susie, you brought me already 6 of your friends who bought products. It looks like you could do what I'm doing, right? Would you be interested in learning how you could earn some extra income with these products, right? And then convert these customers into your business partners, because that's the most powerful, because these people already tried the products. They already believe in these products. So you're already halfway there, right? When you recruit a brand new person from scratch who haven't tried your products or your business, then you sort of have to get all of that done. But when you're recruiting your customer, they already have the experience of using the products. They already like them. So it's much, much easier to get them into the business and to get them excited about promoting these products to their friends, family, work colleagues, and things like that. Awesome, guys. I hope you found this training useful. I hope you're gonna use these tips in order to get more customers and more sales. All right.